John, and welcome to this new podcast series that I'm calling Growing Up Through the Life Cycle. It's in conjunction with the release of the second edition of my book, Growing Yourself Up, How to Bring Your Best to All of Life's Relationships. And what I hope to do in this podcast is just share a few core thoughts about the family we've grown up in, and then the leaving home phase all the way through the adjustments of life through to the aging stage of life. And I hope to make this relevant. Even if you're not going through a particular life cycle stage, you will be able to reflect on somebody in your family, in your broader family, who's going through that phase right now. And I trust that that will open up more understanding of other members of the family, perhaps your parents thinking about when they were going through a particular life cycle stage. And with more understanding comes less reaction to other people in the family, more compassion and empathy for different family members. So that's the goal of this little series. And with each section, I won't try to cover too much, just one core idea. Today, I'm going to start off by reflecting on the family we've all grown up in, our families of origin. This relates to chapter 3 of my book, called Family Ties That Bind, Understanding Our Families of Origin. And there's a heading in the book, page 38, that goes like this. Each sibling experiences a different family. Have you ever thought about how your brothers and sisters, while you did grow up in the same family, in many ways your experience of that family is quite unique and distinct? And the reason for that, a key reason for that, is that every child has a slightly different relationship with their mum and their dad. And this key primary triangle, how you relate to your mum, how she related to you, that impacts how your father relates to you and to how your mum parented you in this triad. It's so powerfully a shaper of the way we relate in relationships in our adult life, and it's never the same for each child in the family. The other key things that make each sibling's relationship in the family, their relationship experience, quite different is, of course, that they're born at different stages, when there are different events in the wider family that are going to impact how the family is managing, how much strain parents are under at the time that a child is born. Clearly, sibling position impacts a different experience of the family from being an eldest to a middle child to a youngest. But I want to particularly reflect on the different experience of relating to parents that every child has. In my own family growing up, I'm one of five. I'm the second of five siblings. And while my relationship with my parents went through various stages, in my formative adolescent years, I grew particularly close to my mother, and she invited me, I'm sure not consciously, it just developed this way, she invited me into a support role with her, growing up as a teenager. I became a friend to my mom, a confidant to my mom, as she was with me. And this certainly influenced how I learned to relate to people as an advice giver, as one who is comfortable being in an inside position with important people in my world. And my relationship with my father was a key part of how close I became with my mum. I sensed that he was quite comfortable, not at all threatened by my closeness with my mum. I suspect that he felt some degree of relief from my mother's expectations of him, and I filled a bit of a breach there. But it did, of course, impact my relationship with my dad, my closeness with my mum. I had more of a distant, more awkward, a little bit more of a tense communication pathway to my dad. And if I went through each of my siblings, I know they would tell you a quite different story of the relationship that they developed with each of our parents. I think of a woman that did our training program at the Family Systems Institute, and in her final project, she wrote about her triangle relationship with her mum and her dad and compared it with the relationship her identical twin had with her parents. This was a fascinating reflection because genetically these two women are completely the same. But my colleague and scholar in our training program had a much closer relationship with her mother and more distant relationship with her dad, and her twin sister reversed that pattern in the triangle. And what this meant was that one of the twins grew up to be more of a caretaker, the one who was close to her mum, who was quite vulnerable and symptomatic, and the other twin grew up to be more of a one-down relationship position with her dad, who she looked up to enormously. So one went into adult life more submissive, putting themselves aside to depend on those they admired. And then the other twin moved out of home with this posture of a caretaker, going into the helping professions, having a high sensitivity to vulnerability in others. So I hope these two examples have you thinking about your relationship with each parent, just how powerful that primary triangle is in how it shapes the way we do relationships through our adult life. How did you relate to each of your parents? How was it different with each of your siblings? And possibly you might reflect on how your parents related differently, if you know this information, to each of their parents going back another generation. So some food for thought on how our family of origin has shaped us and the others in our family.